This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch that you'll ever hear on the radio. You may not hear me much longer, but you're hearing me now. You know, we've got this case with the FCC. They're giving a case to me, and I don't know why, because I don't own the radio stations, but they're saying that I do. But a case like this hasn't been brought up in over 20 years. But you know why they're coming after me. They're coming after me because I come after the niggers, not the proud blacks. I come after the niggers, and the white boys can't take it. They can't take the heat from the niggers. They'd rather come after a white boy. So they're trying to pound and pound, and of course we're pounding back, but you know at the end of the day, you cannot beat the federal government. You can fight them, you can let them know you were there, but you can't beat them, but that's okay. We may lose a round or two, but the fight's not over until the fight's over. And isn't it amazing? Because I tell the truth, the unfiltered truth, because I say what the nigger stations say every day. They're all over my ass, and they talk about America being free. America, what a great country. Politicians, what an asswipe, piece of crap, no good, no count, perverted son of a bitches they are. And I told you yesterday, and you heard me, and I know you have to like me or not, you have to agree with me. These politicians have no qualifications whatsoever. When they get elected to office, they get elected because they're out kissing ass. The bigger politicians that want them in office give them a whole bunch of money. They come up with a bunch of lies. You don't have to have any qualifications. You have to be 21 years old to run for office. That's your only qualification. What kind of qualification is that? You only have to be 21 to fly a plane? 21 to be a brain surgeon? That's hell. When the only qualification is your age, and you have to be breathing, of course. You have to be breathing. But it just amazes me how they can take our rights. And they never take them away. They just make them so difficult to exercise your rights. They try to punish you. They try to destroy you. But see, they can't get me. I told them before, all you can do is kill me. You can't hurt me. You cannot hurt me. But these politicians, they come out of the woodwork if you don't kiss their ass. Now, if I'd have kissed all their asses, I'd have had the number one station in the country. I believe I've got the number one show, or maybe number two, all the listeners we have. But again, we're fighting the FCC. And at the end of the day, we're not going to prevail. But that doesn't mean you won't hear from me again. That doesn't mean anything other than the FCC or whoever, whatever government agency comes after me or you, they use our money to hurt us, and we have to use our money to protect us. What's wrong? What's wrong with that situation? I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me, but only in America can this crap go on. But that's okay. They haven't stopped me yet. They've tried, and they've threatened, and they've threatened, and they tried. And until they do stop me, and again, they can't stop me. They may slow me down, but being stopped, never, ever, ever gonna happen until they put me 6 foot under. And then then there's nothing I can do about it. So until that time, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And you'll never, I'm telling you people, you'll never get another radio station like this. You'll never get another show like this. Well, maybe you don't want it, and if you don't want it, don't listen. But I'll tell you what, we've made headways, we've made history, and we're going to continue to do it till we can't do it anymore. Let's go ahead and take a couple calls. Go ahead, Nathan. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. How can we support you on this?
You know what, Nathan, I appreciate it. There's no way that you can support me, because when the asswipe, not our great country now, not our great America for what it stands for, but when our politicians come after us, Nathan, there's nothing you could do, nothing I can do, nothing anybody can do. When they want to grab you, they're going to grab you. But my problem, Nathan, is I can't speak my First Amendment right. If they try to take my right away, Nathan, they're going to take your right away next and everybody else's right away. And that's what I say. People don't have to like me, but you better understand that I've done something that these other radio stations won't do. I've told the unfiltered truth. I don't kiss in the ass. I don't worry about ads. But don't you agree, Nathan, and you may not like me, you may think I'm a racist, but don't you think when they hurt one American and take one American's rights away, that they next can take everybody else's rights away?
Yeah, they try to do that to the niggas all the time, so I understand.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think they do that, and I'll disagree with you, Nathan. I think they may try to do that to some of the proud black people, but I think the niggers, I think the crackers and the hunkies, the white bastards on the other side of the racial aisle, I think they all probably get what they deserve if they're all out there raping, robbing, killing, stealing, don't you think?
Yes, sir. What are we going to do about it?
You know what, Nathan? I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm an ex-police officer, ex-homicide detective. Until I could research everything that's been going on, not just in St. Louis, but all throughout this country, until I could research that, until I could put a real active decision. People, that's what people do. They come up with half-baked situations, the problems, and they never work. You know, these people that are saying, oh, this should be done and that should be done, it needs to be researched. It all needs to be brought out in the open, but these politicians won't do it, Nathan, because it makes them all look bad at the end of the day.
Also, with the 9/11 yesterday, I held my hand over my chest, and I put my flag up, and I was observing the 9/11, you know, because I'm a patriot.
Well, you know what, Nathan?
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, my eyes started to swell up. I was crying because of them sad niggas attacking America, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know if they were niggers, but I tell you what, Nathan, and I don't know if you're being serious or not, but my eyes teared up when I saw some of the ceremonies, my eyes teared up as much for the families that were left behind than the ones that were buried. You know, I mean, it's an experience, and they say men don't cry. That's a damn lie. And if anybody's not feeling goosebumps after watching some of those ceremonies, they're not true Americans, in my opinion.
I cry when my turtle died, so men do cry.
Okay, Nathan. Thank you very much. We'll leave it at that. I don't know why with Nathan we can never have a totally serious situation, but that's okay. If he loves turtles and a turtle died, I understand that. I understand that. My dogs died, my cat died, and I cried because they were family members. They weren't pets. Anybody to say that's a pet after you've had an animal, whatever, for a year, 6 months, they're no longer an animal. Hell, some people treat their animals better than their kids, and sometimes it's deserving. Sometimes it's deserving because sometimes kids can really be asswipes. But, it's at the end of the day, when the government comes after you, sooner or later, they're going to get you because they'll spend a fortune just to prove a point. Look at this Nadler, the Democrat from the House. Now they're going to have other impeachment hearings. You know why the Democrats are doing that? They can't beat Trump on their own, so they think maybe, we'll keep this impeachment bullcrap going till Election Day, and maybe that'll hurt Trump. But at the end of the day, that's not going to hurt Trump. That's going to help Trump. People, decent, intelligent people are tired of this, all this bull crap with let's impeach Trump. How you can impeach anybody for anything? It's not going to go anywhere. And all they're doing, as they always do, is waste our money. If that was their money, they would never spend a penny of their money. But see, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn because it's our money. And by being our money, the hardworking taxpayers' money, they don't give a damn. Let's take another caller. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, thank you for this valuable airtime you're about to give me. The FCC, if they're coming after you for using the word nigger over the radio or the airways, but now they, since I use the word nigger, are they going to come after me too?
You know what, John? I know you're being a little facetious, but eventually, if they take my rights away and take your rights away, what's going to stop them from taking everybody's rights away in this great country? And you know as well as I do that they've already taken away so many of our rights. They call them laws. They make laws where you can't smoke in the car if your kid's in the car, but if your kid's in the car driving by himself, he can smoke. See, John, they call them laws, but it's taking away our rights under our great Constitution. Don't you agree?
It's a confiscation of our rights. You know, it's not a law. It's a confiscation.
Well, you know what?
You take your guns away. Let me take your smoke away. Yeah, let me take everything away from you and walk that line, because if you walk out of that line, oh, man, buddy, you're shot and dead.
Yeah. You know, John, I know that, and I've walked out of that line several times, and I've been knocked down, but I pick myself up, and I keep on trucking, and it pisses them off when somebody, and you know that, and all you good people out there know, when the government comes after you, if they come screwing with you, and you don't bow down to them, it really pisses them off. You know, it's like the King of England. They're the kings. You got to bow down to them. You have to do what they say, not do what they do. If you did what they did, you'd all be in jail. But it's amazing, and you people know that. They tax us to death. They put so many laws on the books that we don't know about, and they continue and continue and continue to do it. Now, that's not all elected officials. The elected officials that I call public servants are the elected officials that get elected and do for everybody, try to make this country great, try to make their neighborhoods, their counties, their cities, their states great. It's the politicians. It's the low-life, perverted politicians that get elected and use those positions to elevate themselves, not to elevate this country, but to elevate themselves. Let's go ahead with Steve before I get going. Keep on going, Steve. You're on the dark side. Steve's gone. Okay. I guess Steve didn't want to wait around. But I hope you people understand that I've been on the air for quite some time, and I tell it the way it is. And see, some of these, not public servants, but these politicians, they don't like it. And then when I started saying nigger, because all the nigger radio stations say it, they went crazy on me, and they're coming after me. They're going to get this. They're going to get me off the air. Well, they may slow me down. Just keep that in mind. They may slow me down, but they're not going to stop me. It's hard to stop a crazy, no-good son of a bitch, especially when the crazy, no-good son of a bitch is fighting for his rights. And if I'm fighting for my rights, I'm fighting for everybody's rights. Because once they take a right away from one person, if it becomes easy, they'll continue and continue to do it. Hey, I see. And I talk about racial issues. And again, guys, slow down, Bob. And maybe I said, no, I'm not slowing down. I don't give a damn. Why would Congress mark 400 years since slavery arrived? Now, why does Congress need to waste time on marking the 400th anniversary of slavery? I don't understand why they would take a second out of their day when everything else important is going on. Now, I ask, if the blacks really are hurt every time they see a Confederate, no, I'm sorry, the niggers, not the proud blacks, always leave the proud blacks out of the equation. The niggers, they see a Confederate flag, they hear about slavery, they see monuments up about people that own slaves, and it hurts them, it devastates them. Well, then why do they keep this crap going and want to mark 400 years since slavery? We understand that, but Congress has to have something in the congressional halls about marking the 400th year of slavery. Doesn't that hurt every nigger out there? Doesn't that hurt you? Aren't you going to complain to the government? Oh, you talk about slavery. No, whenever it's beneficial to you guys, whenever it's beneficial, or you want to talk about slavery, you want to embrace that word slavery, that's fine. But don't put a monument up for somebody that might have owned slaves. And I still ask you niggers out there, I mean you niggers, why the hell aren't you coming after George Washington, the founding father, our first president of this great United States? Why aren't you coming after him? He owned slaves. You come after Thomas Jefferson. You come after all the Confederate people. And I have to say, I've never been down south, but I've talked to a lot of people from the southern states, and that Confederate flag was a sign of pride. It was a sign of pride. Now, it happened to be flying when they were fighting the Civil War, but that didn't mean slavery. That was pride of the South. And you niggers and you white, ignorant, liberal bastards are going to take away the pride of the South after all these years because some niggers are mad because a Confederate flag's flying because there's a monument up where some guy may have owned slaves. Well, again, George Washington owned slaves. You're not coming after George Washington. I see his face still up on the monument. I see his picture all over. I see all these towns named Washington. I see all these streets named Washington. I see nobody. I mean nobody coming after George Washington. Why? Is it selective enforcement? Selective enforcement of racial situations where you can come after one person, but you can't come after somebody else? I think that's pretty hypocritical. Matter of fact, I think it's really hypocritical. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Mark here.
Yeah, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to, I agree with you, but I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. This is Mark from Wisconsin, if you remember me. But, you know, the whole Confederate flag thing, it's like, I'm not even from the South, but my father was a World War II vet, hit the beaches of Normandy. And the thing is, I have the cap, the rebel flag in the back of my truck, because you're right. People died and they fought. And if somebody has an issue with it, they can come and tell me about it. But I'm like, you know, the whole thing with the Confederacy and everything else, you're right. People died. It's like any flag in, you know, the North and the South. I mean, brothers fought brothers. It's just the way it is. So I just wanted to add that because you just brought that up. And the main thing I want to talk about is these black athletes. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals guy, you know, he wears a watch in a game, you know, expensive watch. I'm sure you heard about that story. I forgot his name of that, whatever, that nigger, that football player. But, and then you got situations where Antonio Brown, I mean, the Patriots, you know, that I'm sick of these athletes that are overpaid. If they didn't have, like LeBron James, if he didn't have basketball, what would he be doing, you know? I mean, these athletes think that we owe them something, and it pisses me off. I hope the NFL finds that Bengals receiver and wearing a watch, because that could injure.
You know, Mark, let me tell you, Mark, you're exactly right on your one situation about the flag. But here, how many union soldiers? And there was, I think, 500 or 600 or something. I can't remember the figure. But thousands, 600,000 Union soldiers died during the Civil War. White, primarily white Union soldiers died during the Civil War. I don't see the niggers celebrating the Union soldiers that died to keep them from slavery. I don't see any. I don't see a one celebration where the niggers say, hey, we want to celebrate all the white Union soldiers that didn't fight to make themselves free because they were already free, but they fought to make us free. I don't see any celebration. And I guarantee out of those 600,000 Union soldiers that were killed during the Civil War, that there were a lot of them that probably believed in slavery. There were a lot of them that probably believed in slavery, but they were fighting for their country. They were fighting because their politicians told them, hey, we have to fight. And then on the other side, on the flip side, I guarantee you there were a lot of Confederate soldiers who were against slavery, but they fought because Their Uncle Sam sent them the war, just like our Uncle Sam sends our brave military heroes out the war. But I just wondered, with all the bitching going on, never once have I heard of a yearly celebration, a day out, a day in memory of all the white Union soldiers that died in order to give the blacks freedom. Never once. But they talk about the white boys and slavery. Think about the 4, 5, and I have to get the number. It might have been 350,000. White Union soldiers died trying to get the blacks their freedom. I don't hear a big celebration, never hear one celebration about that. But give you a Michael Brown over in Ferguson, the asswipe, no-count thug nigger who tried to get a policeman's gun and probably kill him. But boy, he's a hero. National news. I want national news on all the Union soldiers. I demand a federal holiday for every Union soldier that died trying to free the blacks. You never hear about it. You hear about the little bit of bad. Oh, this white guy hit this black guy and it's racist. Let's hear about these Union soldiers that didn't make it home to their families. Let's hear about these Union soldiers that did not make it home to their families. Go ahead, Al. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, just a reminder, that Hate America Fest, known as the Democratic Debates on tonight. And, I usually don't watch that garbage because I know how ignorant these people are. But just to reinforce that, I mean, you're going to see 10 people on stage just hating. All they're going to say, hate America, hate white racist, hate Trump. I mean, it's going to be insane tonight. Now, it's just a reminder. People watch it just to remind them how bad these people are. They're the scum of this country. They hate this country so much, especially that Beto, what an idiot he is. And, it's just a reminder. And, I'm going to watch a little bit until I get sick of it. And I'll watch, Sanford and Son or something.
Yeah.
Which is 10 times better.
Well, be a lot more enjoyable, a lot more entertaining. Thanks for the call, Al. But honestly, Al's right. These Democrats, they must really, and I'm not pimping for the Republicans because when the Republicans do wrong, I let you know about it. But these Democrats, it's about hate. Why can't we come together? Why can't there be some civil? Now, see, I'm not civil because I don't have to be because I'm not running for election. I don't run anybody's business. I don't take your money and squander it away. But these politicians, it's all about hatred. And I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. These no good son of a bitches have no qualifications, whatsoever. They sit back and we're going to do this and we're going to pass this law. And we're going to pass this law on smoking, and I don't smoke, but I think that everybody has the right. If they want to smoke, they should be able to smoke. If they want to go out to the field and blow their head off, they've got every right to do that. They're Americans. Let them do what they want as long as nobody gets hurt along the way. But of course, they'll say, well, because of the health factor, because of this. You can hear that crap all the time. I've seen guys on TV, 90 years old, that drink a quart of whiskey a day and smoke 3 packs of cigarettes. So when they want to talk, it's unhealthy. Everything's unhealthy. Every bit of food we eat with all the preservatives, that's the most unhealthy. I think some of this food we eat is more unhealthy than smoking or even drinking. You look at some of the ingredients because they want to preserve it forever, because if it don't get sold today, tomorrow, next week, next month, they want it sold sometime. But just got to let you know, people, that it's your government. It's your government. If you want these asswipe, stupid idiots running it, keep voting for them. But there's some decent people out there that are surfacing that are going to run for office. I would hope you would research them, listen to people, and then you, not the politicians, because the politicians want to make your decision for you because that's how they make their livelihood. They're career politicians. They can't get a real job, so they have to go from one office to another office to another office, and what asswipe, low-life pieces of crap they are. And they are low-life, asswipe pieces of crap. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ. KWZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio at its finest. And we are, as always, always very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. I tell you, that's the best part, other than me not talking, that's the best part of the show because, see, I'm not going to take it anymore. And you, the last segment, and one day we'll play the whole song through, "You Have to Stand for Something or You'll Fall for Anything" by Aaron Tippin. And how factual, how true is that? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And if you fall for anything, after you fall, they'll run right over you. And again, I deplore violence. I'm not saying do anything of violence, but let's come together. Let's come together as intelligent people. Let's start putting public servants in office instead of all these asswipe politicians. And you know the asswipe politicians because every 2 years, every 4 years, they continue to be on the ballot. They continue to get elected. Now, they've got all the nominating petitions out for all kind of positions in the county and throughout some of these cities, St. Clair County, Madison County. Some of you good people have never run for office so want to do something positive for the community. You ought to get a nominating petition out, get some signatures. Put your name on the ballot. I put my name on the ballot a few times. All you can do is lose, and somebody will say, that's embarrassing. No, it's embarrassing when you sit back and let these asswipe politicians do everything they want. And you don't call them out on it. Now, I call them out every day. That's why they're all after me. I call these bastards out today, tomorrow, next week, 4 years ago. And they get the hell beat out of them. But see, there's no shame in their game. They don't give a damn because they want to be big shots. They all want to be big shots. And before we go, just get some more callers. This congressional thing for 400 years of slavery was brought about by guess who? By Karen Bass, a Democrat chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressional Black Caucus. Again, no Congressional White Caucus, and I don't think I can pound that in anybody's head too much because it's always, always, always black this, black that, and I think that's disrespectful to the white community. If we can't have white this and white that, why should we have black this and black that and not complain about it? You know, they complain about me saying nigger. Nelly saying nigger on the stage last week in Alton and all the nigger radio stations with all their violent, I say violent, rap music. Nobody bitches at them because, see, they can get away with it. They can get away with it, but we can't. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for that wonderful show yesterday. Especially, I love the Daryl Worley "Have You Forgotten" song. That's one of my favorites.
Well, thank you.
Adam, I
appreciate that, but don't thank me. We're honoring our brave military heroes. I did that out of respect. I understand what you're saying, but let's thank those military and civilian heroes that died during 9/11. But go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you there. To kind of add to the whole slavery subject that you're talking about, I am getting so sick and tired of people saying we're living on stolen land from the Native Americans. Well, first of all, who stole that land from them? That wasn't us as citizens. That was the government.
That's right.
You know, I get people in my family even saying we need to give land back to the Native Americans. Well, how can we do that if they keep voting Democrat? The Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and the Rosebud Indian Reservation up in South Dakota, it's all blue every election. It's like they're not going to get anywhere unless they help themselves. If they vote Democrat, they're not going to get anywhere.
You know what, Adam? I don't understand. They had to do a psychological evaluation of everyone in this great country, because same way in St. Clair County, these blacks and the niggers, they get beat down by the Democrats in St. Clair County year after year after year. And you know what they do? They go to the polls and they keep voting for these stupid Democrats year after year after year. And then these stupid Democrats keep screwing them year after year after year. I don't understand that, do you?
I don't. And when you have the niggers who just want to sit on their butts and get welfare, like I mentioned the other day when I called you, they're just going to keep voting for the money. Like I've heard people say, you know, you can't beat Santa Claus. That's what these Democrats are. They're Santa Claus to these niggers, crackers, and honkies that just want to sit on their butts. That's why they keep voting Democrats. Even though they keep getting beaten down, they're voting for the Democrats because they just keep wanting the money, the free money.
You know what, Adam? Thank you for the call. I've said this 1,000 times. These niggers and crackers and hunkies, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. They put themselves in political slavery. They're in political slavery today because the Democratic politicians say, hey, you don't have to get a job. We're going to take care of you. We're going to give you a house. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. But we need you to vote Democrat. And so these niggers and crackers and hunkies, these lazy bastards say, hey, I don't have to work for a living. I can have more kids and get more money. Hell, I don't care how bad they treat me, how bad they disrespect me. I'm voting Democrat. It's been going on forever, and it's going to continue to go on. So these niggers that talk about slavery, apparently they like slavery because they keep themselves in slavery. I go to Snooks. I see these niggers, $480 in food stamps. Have the best meat, the best of everything. She's got about five, six kids hanging on her. And that's okay. That's okay, Adam and everybody else, if the politicians are paying for it. But these asswipe, no count, good for nothing son of a bitches, they're not paying for a damn thing. They're taking our money and paying these people off so they can get a vote. And I hate, like I always say, oh, don't worry about it. We don't have to pay for it. The city doesn't have to pay for it. The county doesn't have to pay for it. We got a federal grant. We got a state grant. We got a Pella. We got this grant and that grant. There's no grant fairy that flies all around sprinkling money down for all these governmental projects. There's not anything that the government doesn't buy, doesn't pay for, that's not paid for by us. By us, you hear me? The hardworking taxpayers, not only of St. Clair County, not only the state of Illinois, but through this great country. But for some reason, even the proud blacks, they happen to be Democrat. But now you'll see that a lot of the blacks are switching over to be Republicans, and man, they're getting hell. What do you mean, you know, the black race, and you're for Trump, or you're a Republican? You know, they want to shame them. But at the end of the day, if the black community would come together, if they would research what's been going on and what's continuing to go on, I think you'd get a lot more Republican votes, and I think it's coming. Go ahead, Lexi. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I just want to let you know we love your show here at Mastermind, and we want to tell you to have a great day.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, Lexi. And a lot of people, and I don't drink, but a lot of people say that Mastermind alcohol is pretty good stuff. Does it taste pretty good?
I say so.
Okay.
Well, Bob, we want to just thank you for what you do and how you handle everything and tell the truth. We love that.
Well, sir, you dumbass bastard. You stupid son of a bitch. Boy, what, you know, you get some, I don't understand people. They want to get on the air and they want to cuss. Well, cuss at home, you know, cuss out on the street. Maybe he's had too much master crap or whatever the hell he's drinking. I just really, really, really don't understand people. You know, I said yesterday we're going to talk about St. Clair County. Garrett Harner, he's a slimy, no-count, underhanded son of a bitch that works for so many jurisdictions in St. Clair County. He's a protege of Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. And Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants and piss in a urinal sprague. See, those two guys want me off the air because nobody's insulted them and exposed them like I have. But anyway, Garrett Harner, they had a local, and I've got this from some people in Chicago, had a local insurance company handling the insurance for Belleville. And guess what? Now all of a sudden, Mesereau Insurance out of Chicago was handling it. Mesereau Insurance out of Chicago was handling it. This Garrett Harner, I guess, this is what I've been told, Garrett Harner has helped get this insurance to somebody in Chicago. Now, why would they want to move these accounts from local people in St. Clair County in the Belleville area to Chicago? I'll tell you why. You know who works for Mesereau, who's a big shot for the Mesereau Insurance Company? You'll know this name, Andy Madigan. Andy Madigan, he's Mike Madigan, the Speaker of the Illinois House's son. He's a big shot at Mesereau. They're moving all this money locally from St. Clair County, from Belleville, from all these jurisdictions. They're moving it from Belleville, taking it away from, I don't know who the local insurance agents were, but taking it away from the local insurance agents and sending it all the way to Chicago to the Mesereau Insurance Company, where again, Andy Madigan, Mike Madigan's son, works. Isn't it something? They're going to take our money, take it out of, even though we spend a lot of money and we pay a lot in taxes, take our money and going to take it up to Chicago for political favors from the Madigan crew. I think that, and I've heard that there's someone suing St. Clair County for altering some kind of bid. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that from a pretty reliable source. But I just want to think, and I know you people do too. You don't know this is going on. Millions of dollars, people, of your money is going from St. Clair County to Cook County, to Chicago, Illinois. And why is it going? Because it benefits our local politicians. It doesn't benefit us. Doesn't benefit us at all. It benefits our local politicians. Gets them favors in Chicago, gets them favors in Springfield, gets them favors all over the state. So they're going to take our money, take it out of our area, and send it up to Chicago so Mike Madigan's son can make some more money. That happens all the time. This is just one isolated incident, people. Why they want me off the air? Because of this, because of things like this that you'd never get. You'd never get anywhere else, but you get it here. And these ass white bastard politicians, these no good son of a bitches, they don't want to let you know what's going on. They want to tell you all the lies, what they're going to do in every election. They're going to do this and they're going to do that. But you know what happens every election? Nothing, nothing, nothing. You hear me, ever gets done. I like over in St. Louis, Governor Parson comes in, he's gonna talk about crime, but it's big headlines in St. Louis, because see, this St. Louis post-disgrace, they love the niggers. But black prosecutors not invited. Why would it be black prosecutors? They could have been white prosecutors that were not invited. Anytime that happens, do you see white prosecutors, white this, white that? No, you only see white when it's negative. You only see white when it's a white police officer justifiably shoots a nigger, justifiably does his job. Then you see white. Anything in the negative, the press wants to push white. And these are white son of a bitches doing it. But they're all pissed off. Wesley Bell and Kim Gardner are pissed off. Well, let me tell you. I wouldn't have you people come either. See, you guys are against law enforcement. It says the local prosecutors weren't invited. Well, they weren't invited because they're the enemy. They're unqualified, incompetent enemies of the good people of St. Louis. It says black children are dying in the street, and yet top law enforcement officers in the region who happen to be black aren't invited to be part of it. Well, you guys have been part of it, and you've been a complete failure. Why would they want to call you back to a meeting? Why would they want to call you back and then you run out on the street and say, hey, we want to get all these niggers out of jail, all these crackers, all these hunkies, all these criminals. We want to get them out of jail and give them a second or third or fourth or fifth chance. Kim Gardner, you're bad for law enforcement. Wesley Bell, you're bad for law enforcement. And I said bad for law enforcement first. You just happen to be black. But it wouldn't make any difference what color you are. You're incompetent. You're racist. You're both no good for St. Louis and St. Louis County, and I think the good people of St. Louis and St. Louis County have found that out. But it just amazes me how they're going to cry. They're going to cry. Violent crime have plagued our regions for years, and nothing's being done. Well, Kim Gardner, I think there's been 20, 30 homicides, and you've solved and convicted one. Now, I could be one or two off, but I know most of the homicides in St. Louis don't get a conviction. Sometime they'll plead out and get 2 or 3 or 4 years. She pled one guy out on a homicide and got 4 years. And if you get a day for a day in Missouri, he'll only do 2 years for killing somebody. Hell, that sends a message. If you want to kill somebody, well, I better not say that. But these local prosecutors, I wouldn't give a damn what color they are. They're against law enforcement. They talk bad about law enforcement. And so law enforcement wants them involved. The governor wants them involved when they're trying to do something about crime in the St. Louis region. I think the governor, I think these people were right for not inviting them in. And I hope they continue to keep them out of the circle, because while they're in the circle, it's all bad. It's all bad. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the last segment of The Dark Side. You know you're on the dark side when you hear a crazy son of a bitch like Bob Romanek, and I'm going to remain crazy and I'm going to remain nuts until they try to stop me. And again, they'll slow me down, but take my word, they will not. At the end of the day, they will not stop me. Let's take one more call before we go. Go ahead, David. You're on the dark
side. Hey, Bob. I just wanted to add to your last point there. The photo that was shown in that article with regard to the black prosecutors, it also included Chief Hayden, who is a proud black man, and it also included in that meeting, but was not shown in the photo, was Jimmy Edwards, Judge Jimmy Edwards. So it was ironic to me, and probably everyone else that saw it, that they mentioned only the three Caucasian folks, even though there was the chief of police sitting in the lower left-hand corner who could be seen there, but they've neglected to mention that man as well. So
you know,
that's all I'd like to say, and
Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, David. And great, great point. I saw that and I noticed it, but I didn't even think about it. But yeah, they had a lot of blacks there. They had blacks that were far law enforcement, blacks that were against the criminals, blacks that are trying to do something, even though I don't believe Chief Hayden is qualified, but he was there. So that's the way, and I just told you, Dave, you proved my point. That's the way the media is. They want to make the blacks always, always, always look bad. And they're doing a pretty good job, but we have to research, like I tell you people all the time. Listen to me. Listen to other people. Don't believe us. Just listen to us. And then research on your own, and you'll find out everything I tell you may be unfiltered, but it is true. It's unfiltered, and you'll never, never, ever get it anywhere else. And when I'm gone, you people who wish I was, well, I can't go that far. I don't know if you wish I was back, but hey, we're going to keep the fight up until we can't keep it up anymore. And as always, we can blame these politicians. It's always divide and conquer. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, living underneath a rock, scumbag, no good son of a bitch and low life bastards that we call politicians. I'd apologize to the low life bastards. They're not even as low life as politicians. And let's remember, there are a lot of public servants out there. Let's keep them in office. They want to protect us, all of us, not just them and their families and close friends. So let's continue to unite to expose these no good son of a bitches. And as always, at the end of the day, let's do unto them as they've continued to do unto us year after year after year. Let's destroy them. Destroy them, people. We have to destroy the monster, the cancer. Never, never, never any violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.